For the second time in exactly 5 weeks, President Bush has bypassed the U.S. Senate to put a controversial judicial nominee on the federal bench. He has done so using a so-called recess appointment. Last month it was Mississippi Judge Charles Pickering. Today it's Alabama's William Pryor, who this afternoon took the oath as a judge on the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In both cases, Democrats had blocked the nominees, calling them unfit for federal judgeships. NPR's Don Gagne is at the White House.
Pryor's appointment came in a written statement on a Friday afternoon at the end of a week in which the U.S. Senate has been in recess following the President's Day holiday. President Bush took advantage of the senator's absence to use his recess appointment power to name a judge who had little chance of winning approval otherwise. The 41-year-old Pryor is the attorney general for the state of Alabama. He was first nominated by President Bush 10 months ago, but Democrats opposed to him have used Senate rules to prevent a floor vote on his nomination. Pryor's critics say he is a conservative ideologue who would work to roll back reproductive rights, environmental protections, and the separation of church and state. Democrats also say there's evidence that as attorney general, Pryor lobbied tobacco companies for political contributions, even as investigations of some of those companies were being conducted by his own staff in Alabama. At his confirmation hearing last year, he denied that was the case. In a written statement issued at the White House today, President Bush calls Pryor a man with an impressive record, demonstrating his devotion to the rule of law and to treating all people equally under the law. The president also criticized what he called obstructionist tactics, which he says Democrats have used to prevent Pryor and other qualified nominees from coming to the Senate floor for an up or down vote. But Democrats counter that the president is trying to pack the federal bench with conservative judges. Further, they accuse Mr. Bush of trying to shore up his support among voters on the far right through appointments such as this one and that of Charles Pickering in January. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy is the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee.
What's bad about it, though, is that the federal court should be totally independent of either the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, and this administration is trying to make it an arm of the Republican Party. That's wrong. It hurts the court, it hurts their independence, and destroys people's sense of credibility with the courts.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, however, issued a statement noting that while his first preference is never a recess appointment, that he does think Pryor will make a great judge. As a recess appointment, Pryor will serve on the 11th Circuit only until January of 2005, instead of the lifetime tenure on the bench enjoyed by nominees approved by the Senate. But Pryor's appointment demonstrates that the president will take whatever action he can to get his nominees through. Mr. Bush, in speeches, frequently calls on Democrats to stop blocking his judicial nominees, and in his statement today, he asked that they quit playing politics with the American judicial system. But the action taken by the president today has, in the short run at least, angered his opponents even more. That hardens their belief that it is the president who is being driven by political considerations in his selection of federal judges and his preemption of the confirmation process. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.